Well, I will briefly summarize the practices that are taking place in the research methods course in computer science for this academic year. So we will be working in reading group mode. So we should be forming reading groups of typically three students. Some groups might be smaller because the numbers don't always match. So the groups, they will have a common article to read, and each member should also have an individual article. So on typical week, you will cover four articles by the group of three, and you will get an overview of all of them. Eventually, you will convene, have a common group discussion and reflection about the topic, and you will write a report about your discussions and reflections. You can rotate the reporting roles within the group so that on average, every student has to write two group reports. And when writing the reports, okay, for your peers, it makes sense to make short summaries of the papers. But for me, what is more interesting is the discussions and reflections and questions that have arisen during your discussions. So try not to submit only summaries of the papers, because I know the summaries, but how you feel personally about the methods, the findings, and what kind of discussion was inspired by the paper. So that's more interesting for me, and maybe more rewarding to you also. It might be of course more difficult, but that's the price to pay. If you have major questions or findings, you can also try to share them in the Moodle forum for other groups, and also for me if there's something that you want to be elaborated for the entire set of students that you find interesting or problematic. So this is something I encourage you to use, because I will be writing, well, something 25 group assignment feedbacks per week. So sharing some of the common themes might be easier in the public forum, not to repeat them all the time on feedbacks. Then you have individual contributions for each week. You have to pick up a master thesis that is relevant for the topic matter, and to analyze how the method is visible in the thesis, and how you will reflect that in your report. So you have one paper every week to write. So it's a few, so I will get good 60 reflections per week to review. The schedule is the same for every week. So I set the deadline in Moodle pretty much on Friday evening or very early Saturday morning, depending on summertime, winter time. That's basically information guidance that if you want to keep the weekend free for other activities, at least this deadline is not spoiling your weekend. On the other hand, the deadline is flexible. So if you must use the weekend for this, you can do it. It's no harm. You don't have to ask permission or anything. I will try to set the materials available at latest on Tuesday of the preceding week, which gives you something like 10 days time to elaborate, including a weekend. And I will tell about that by a kickoff message to the model page when I have checked the materials and fixed it if needed. And then you are free to meet as you wish within your group. Where, how, that's up to you. I will not instruct that. So the groups. I'm using a group functionality in Moodle that allows students to group among themselves. So there's a tool available for creating groups and showing those groups that are waiting for additional members. So you can, if you need to form a new group, if you don't find a suitable one that is available, you might want to explain what is the working language and when do you prefer that the group should meet. So whether you want to meet during the daytime, during evenings, weekends, or anything else you consider relevant. This can be included in the group description. And from my experience, I know that having different backgrounds in the group can be very fruitful because the topics are probably quite new to you. So having different background increases the probability that somebody from the group is better equipped to process the material than the others, and that varies from week to week. So you will have more opportunities for peer learning if you don't have the same background. And I guess for international audience, this is more guaranteed than for Finnish students that come from the same curriculum and maybe have studied together several years. So, if you're ready to commit to this kind of rather intensive working for the next 6 weeks, just join an appropriate group in the Moodle or start a new group. If you don't see any groups, it doesn't mean that nobody's committed to the course, because the full groups disappear from the visibility, not to distract you. And if you can't commit, which also can happen, you should cancel the participation within the first week. That's doable in Sisu. And if you do so, please send me a message, either in Moodle or in Sisu, because I cannot. Sisu doesn't remove you from the Moodle, so I have to do it manually so that you don't get all the messages from the course if you're not participating. There are new possibilities, so I will run this on every period, just to balance my load of commenting. And the final recommendation from COVID times, because I will not be seeing you, so I would like to see at least your profile image in Moodle, so it gives more personal touch to giving the feedback. And of course, if you're meeting on video, showing the video is a good idea to get familiar with each other. Of course, nowadays you can meet also physically, and you see people much more than what was the reality 3 years ago when this was starting. Okay, that's all from my side, so you're free to start performing.